Yes, mamas.
Yes, Frankie.
Welcome to
another episode. Doing it again.
Cheat day is in the house. I'm your co-host, Frankie Mateo, and
I'm your other co-host, Kristen B. Jones, honey.
She be. Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how are things? That's a question that I'm always like hesitant to ask anybody.
It's so loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, bullets just, as far as today goes, I've spent most of the day kind of in and out of watching the trial proceedings. Because as of us recording this episode, I think today was the first day of like hearing all of the lawyers share all of the evidence and everything. So that happened today. And that was very interesting, kind of watching, you know, history unfold. And yeah, it's interesting. Did you watch it at all today?
No.
Did you hear anything about it?
I mean, I read a couple of things here and there. I'm not really going to watch that.
Yeah. Can't blame you.
Yeah. I'll read about it, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all get our information how we get our information, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter how you get it. Right. It's like you're still getting it. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, Cardi B just came out with a new single up. Yes, B. Okay, another reason for mama to shake her cute little flat ass. Okay, she got the hips, honey. She got the girth, baby, but she does not have the gadunga-dunk, honey. No, she does not.
You talking about yourself or you talking about
I'm
you?
I'm talking about myself. Oh, Cardi B has got the gadunga-dunk, honey.
I'm assuming you watched the video.
Absolutely. I love just watching bodies dance. Like it's so much fun, especially women's bodies, because women's bodies are just amazing, you know? And so, yeah, I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it also? Have you?
I sure have.
Yes. And
I lived.
Yeah. The artistry.
Yeah. She knows how to do it.
She does. Like, that woman is a bad bitch.
Yes.
We love her. Yeah. We love her. We're a pro Cardi
mm-hmm.
podcast.
Absolutely.
You want me to keep going? Or you
sure. Okay. Tell me everything that's going on.
I've been on the Tic Tac a little bit. I was getting aggressive and then I kind of pulled back a little bit because I have other things I'm working on, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find the balance and the flow of like focusing on like 14 million things at one time, which is not really possible. Mm-hmm. But you know, I try anyway. Mm-hmm. But people have left like negative comments, but Frankie, they are so hard to read. Like, I think you have to be real dumb to be able to, like, read the comment and be like, oh, that's what she meant. Okay. It's bad. Like, you can tell they're trying to be harmful, but, like, they just don't have the sentence structure, right. You know? And so it's weird. It's just weird. Have you been on the TikTok at all?
I don't post anything on the TikTok. I'm actually kind of not. I haven't posted a lot. I'm not active in any kind of social medias, even though I love the good aspects of it. Yeah. But I do think that there is a very dark side. And I don't know if I have a thick enough skin to deal with that. I mean, I am thick, honey. But I don't know if I can deal with the hate that comes along with that.
Totally hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm. But I love it. I mean, I love watching it. Yeah, it's fun. And I would love to be on it. But just at this point, I don't think I can.
It can just get so dark.
Mm-hmm.
It can get so dark. And you can get like y'all see people post videos. I don't know if you've ever seen these videos where they're like, please help me. I'm on the cis hetero white male side of TikTok and I can't get out. Please, if you're a gay, a they, or a bae, please interact with this video. And I just think, I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to be over there. I don't want to be over there.
Yeah.
I like follow all, like, it's like all black educators, like just people, just different people from the black community, indigenous community, LGBTQIA plus community. Like those are the people I follow. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much my algorithm, but that can change so quickly if you like the wrong thing.
Yeah. So be careful what you like.
Yeah.
Be careful with them hearts, honey.
Be careful with the hearts, girl. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How's a voiceover?
Amazing. I mean, I'm taking the class. You know, getting my little things together, getting educated on it. I'm drinking my tea. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, and I want to try to carve myself a little space there. There's so many wonderful voices. Like in my class, like I think the beauty of it is that it has nothing to do with the way you look and everything to do with your voice. Like in my class, there is like a young girl. She's maybe like 12. And then there's like older gentlemen and there's a younger woman, and we all can work and we don't have to compete with each other. That's what I love about it. That, you know, the you can get work regardless. Like nobody is really judging the way you look or any of those exterior things that Hollywood, it really is a priority for Hollywood, is the way you look. So you kind of don't have to deal with any of that bullshit. I like that. So yeah, going well. Hoping to get work at some point. But I have to first sort of get educated and practice.
At some point, do you get to put together like a reel, like a starting reel? Yes, mamas, tell me more.
Yes, mama. So the demo reel is like your calling card. Like every like models and actors, they all have a reel. So yeah, at some point I get to do that. They're not cheap, depending on who you're doing with. If you want them done well, and somebody who's able to produce you and get some good stuff out of you, yeah, they're not very cheap, but worth it. I mean, if I'm going to invest my money, I rather invest it in something that I want my future to be, in that business, in myself.
That's so badass, Frankie.
Right, mamas. Yes. Oh, but also, yeah. I had my second vaccine on Friday, and I got a little sick. Wasn't terrible, but I was feeling like a big headache and some chills, just uncomfortable, but worth it. You know, so I recommend anybody who can to do it. My dad just got his first one. Mm-hmm. My dad's like older and disabled, so I think they're prioritizing people in the community. I got it so soon because I work, like I have like an essential job working with like a high risk population. So yeah, so everything's good, mamas.
I'm happy how you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They kind of told you that. Did they tell you that was going to be like part of the deal? That
yeah.
was a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I'm lucky I didn't have it as bad as some other people that I've talked to. You know, even with the first one, I felt nothing and people were like complaining about the first one as well. So I've been lucky in this scenario.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me happy to hear that.
Thank you, mamas.
Yeah, I love your show.
I love your show. Also, I am like newly, I've always liked plants but I'm like newly obsessed with them. Yeah, I mean, I just bought like a bunch of fake ones. Because I'm like, I got a real one that I'm waiting on. That I'm going to hang. Like, if you look past me, there's like a bunch of stuff back there. And I got like little planters and things and cute ones and stands from IKEA. It's all very like trendy and hipster of me. I'm going to have like a conservatory.
I love it. What kind of real plant did you get? Do you know the name of it?
A philander something. Philanderum. It trails, which I love because I'm going to hang it. So then it trails. Yeah. Well, it like trails down. Yeah. It's going to be gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, mm-hmm. She said.
That's my new word, mamas. Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yes, bitch. Oh my God. Can I please use that?
Yes.
Gorgeous. I'm shook. You shook me. You got me with that.
Oh, bubbles. Yeah. I mean, I know you have your garden and you love doing that and you're really good at it. With like real plants. I'm not that good, so that's why I like got a bunch of fake ones and then one real one. That might change in the future, but as of right now, and they're really good real ones. I mean, they're really good fake ones from this place called The Sill. And also like Bloomscape, they have a bunch of like good fake ones. Ooh. Yeah, they're not cheap, but. And I love the planters because they all like come in different like nice colors. I love a pastel, like some greens and blues and yeah, blush. Mm-hmm. So yeah, loves it.
Lots of new life and new lots things. Of
new stuff, new possibilities. You know, I talked to you at some point last week and I was talking to you about how I was feeling at work and how I always find myself stuck in this place where people around me are all moving up or moving out, moving up or out. And I'm always sort of in this place, but I've, you know, realized that I'm not in a space where I want to be long-term anymore. And I want to focus my attention on things that I want to do in the future and be my own boss and do voiceover and travel and work remotely. I mean, with voiceovers, I could work from anywhere. I could move to Paris and work from there. I could move to, you know, places that I want to see and experience. So I want to focus on that. This is just temporary, and I'm working towards the life that I want. I always try to focus on that and keep that in the front of my mind. Which is why we're talking about vision boards. Yes, mamas. And I know you've been doing vision boards for a very long time.
I have. I remember the last big one I did was right before we moved from Laclede. And that mm-hmm. thing was chocked full of vision, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a fresh one?
I do. I actually made one last week and I made it online. Yeah.
Is there like a program?
Yeah, there's a program. Well, not necessarily to make vision boards. There are some apps and stuff like that, but a lot of them charge you. But if you go to Canva, which is like you can make flyers and things like that, and you pick like the poster size publication, you can just take all your photos from Google and throw them in there. And you can even write things on top of them. You can kind of arrange them the way you want. So that's what I did.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it digital, doing it digital.
Yeah. And then you can take that and put it as like your wallpaper on your phone or on your computer. So it's always, you know, so you're always looking at it.
What is the name of the software again?
Canva. Like Canva. Canva.
Canva. Okay. I'm going to look that up because I was just looking at my computer the other day going, I need to put a new screensaver on there. And I would love to have my vision board.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frankie.
Mm-hmm. For sure, mamas.
So tell me more about your vision board.
Well, I'm looking at it right now. And so I have a bunch of podcast stuff because I think at some point, and we've talked about this, like I like, you know, right now we're both doing the podcast from our house, of course, because we have to.
Yep.
But at some point I'd like to have a separate space outside of my house where I can have the podcast. I can have like the voiceover work stuff and just have it all consolidated in one building. So I added some of that stuff. There are photos of like podcast studios, and voiceover booths and stuff. And you know, because you have to, in order to have like a successful voiceover, you need to be in like a space where no noise is coming in. So they make these specific booths where like it's sound treated, so nothing comes in, nothing goes out. So at some point, I like to have one of those, and then just, you know, things like voiceover success, or I welcome, you know, unlimited wealth in my life, and voiceover artist, voiceover work, just things like that, like keywords of things that I'd like to see in my future success. And I also have houses, like houses that I think are cute, because I think at some point I'd love to purchase a home.
Yep.
I like a house, and I have some like keys, like a hand holding keys. You know, it's like I want to hold the keys to my house, and different like design elements. You know how important like design is to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then some sayings like this: design the life of your dreams. You glow. You are your only limit. I have some buildings as well, some like media, film stuff, some fashion stuff, since you know that's very important to me. Travel, do what you love. I have some plants. Uh-oh.
So sorry.
That's okay.
So sorry about that.
That's okay. Yeah, and then I have, today is the most magnificent day of my life. Health, happiness, love, and success, prosperity. Come to me in great abundance. Just things like that. I can and I will. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. I'm trying to trying to figure out how to put it on my computer. How do I make it the background?
Can you take like a screenshot on your laptop?
Maybe. Maybe. So when was your last one?
My last one was, I'm pretty sure, that big one I made right before I left Laclede. But I did write down stuff as far as like, and now I have better visuals to go along with, like, just as far as what you said. And I'm going to use that program to create like the visual for what I'm thinking. But I want to be a talk show host, right? I want my own talk show. I want to continue to be a podcaster. I want to be a mixed media artist for a living. Like, I know, like, I have the vision there, but as far as like vision boarding it, need to do a current vision board. Also, like, I want to be neighbors with Tiffany Haddish. Like, I know I said I wanted the property, but now I'm like, I kind of want to live in a neighborhood like, and next to like Tiffany Haddish and Comet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to have dinner parties with Tiff and Comet. Like, me and Andy are so much fun. Oh my God, they would love us. But I want that. And I'm so with you on the having like an external place to go.
Yeah.
For the podcasting, mm-hmm. the fashion shoots, mm-hmm. the voiceovers, like any and everything that I'm working on. In fact, I've even thought about like I would love at some point if you and I have the means in like the next couple of years to like get a place.
Yeah.
Like to rent like a mutual place together.
Yeah.
So that we do have that exterior space mm-hmm. to go to do the podcast and to shoot mm-hmm. photos and mm-hmm. to create and to do all of that stuff. That's mm-hmm. yeah, that's fucking, that's definitely on going to be on the vision board. Mm-hmm. I want, my vision board goes global and my vision board includes everybody on the planet. So I want, by the time I'm dead, I want everybody to be housed. Like in my lifetime, I want to see every person on the face of this fucking planet to have access to housing, medical care, mental health care, employment, education, mm-hmm. Any kind of rehabilitative services they might need, no qualifications. All you have to do is be human and you are cleared for access. So I want to see that shit in my lifetime. Not so much peace on earth, because I don't think that's realistic, but I do think everybody having access is realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, if we can get our shit together.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to live in a world that feels safe for all of us. Mm-hmm. That is on the fucking vision board. Mm. That is something that I want to see in my lifetime. I want to see less police, more freedom and liberation for people. Like yeah. true fucking liberation. That is on the vision board.
Okay.
And yeah, I already said neighbors. It's the Addish. I want an art barn, Frankie. I've told you about the art barn, right?
Yeah.
I have, yeah. I want an art barn.
So well, tell everybody else.
That. Well, I want, so you can get like prefabbed art barns. They're not called art barns, but like hipsters call them art barns. hipsters call them art barns. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just going to be a big open space where I can create pottery. There'll be a kiln. There'll be communal spaces. Like I want people to be able to come and do projects. I want to be able to like use it as a space for art programs, for, you know, folks who maybe don't have as much access to art programs, all of that stuff. Like, I want to figure out ways to, like, sustain a living. I want to be able to sustain a living with art. Like, I want to, mm-hmm. that's another thing that's on the vision board is mm-hmm. I want to be able to make a living at art so that I can do all of these other things, because this shit costs money.
Sure does.
It all costs money. Mm-hmm. Like, we all live in a capitalist society. Like, I want to dismantle, right, white supremacy and capitalism and patriarchy and all that good stuff. I would really like to see it all go. But in the meantime, mm-hmm. we all still live in a capitalistic society. Oh, my goodness, Frankie, I'm so sorry. I keep getting all these beeps and everything. Like, all of a sudden, I'm popular. I've been popular for weeks. For weeks, I have not been popular. Trust me. So, yeah. Those are all my visions.
Nice. Yeah. And I think your art barn, I want something along those lines, but for like media. So like I would love to have a building and have like a space dedicated for like podcasts, to have like podcast rooms, to have like voiceover rooms, to have, you know, photography, like a studio, film studio, and be able to provide access to people who wouldn't necessarily have the access to those things at a you know, rate that's affordable. Because if you go to these spaces today, I mean, it's astronomical. And I understand that they're trying, it's difficult and it's expensive to keep that up, but it's like trying to figure out a way to do it in a way where everybody wins.
Right. Mm-hmm. I see, hearing what you were saying, I was like, a black box theater. I would mm-hmm. love to have a black box theater in there. Mm-hmm. You know, see like an intimate, like 40, 50 people.
Yeah.
You know, oh my goodness. Yes. Yes. And we could have shows in the field. Maybe, mm-hmm. maybe I'll still have the property, but the property will be the art barn and where we do the shows and where we do all of the creative things. And then I can live next to Tiffany Haddish and Common in our cute little neighborhood.
Can't forget that. I don't even know where they live.
Can't forget that. Like,
Where do they live now?
I think somewhere Tiffany in lives in South LA. Don't quote me on that, but I think she lives in South LA. In like a suburb in South LA.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, she's got a really cute backyard. She's got a cute little backyard, girl. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I was like looking at, you know, because I was like Googling things like, how do you achieve your dreams? Or like, and there are like, I found this article. It's like 7 steps to achieve your dream. And I'm like, mm-hmm. it's only going to take 7? Okay. So step 1 says, dream it. Everything begins in the heart and mind. Okay. We're doing that, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Believe it. Yes, your dream needs to be big. It needs to be something that is seemingly beyond your capabilities, but it also must be believable. Okay. We're there too.
Check.
Right? See it. The great achievers have a habit. They see things. They picture themselves walking around their CEO office in their new $25 million corporate headquarters, even while they're sitting on a folding chair in their garage. Okay, I think that's what we're doing right now. Yeah. No folding chair, but I think that's what we're doing. We're seeing it. Right?
Yes.
Tell it. One reason many dreams never go anywhere is because the dreamer keeps it all to themselves. Now, how do you feel about that? Because I've heard contradictory things. I've heard like, okay. I've heard like, don't tell anybody because you never know who has your best interest at heart. And if you share your dreams with others, they could be giving you some kind of negative energy so that you don't achieve the things you want to.
Yeah.
But then here saying you need to tell it, which we're doing because we have a podcast and we're telling everybody.
Yep.
But yeah, I found that interesting because some things like people are always like, I don't want to say anything now. I'll talk about it after it comes through. So I always like to share, I feel.
Me too, because I feel like you're speaking it. I envision every piece of fruit I brought into fruition.
Yeah.
That is a Toby Nwingwe line. And it's so true. Like you really have to. I feel like if you're already seeing it, being it, believing it, you are acting as if, mm-hmm. then nobody can deter you.
Yeah.
Nobody could throw you off course because yeah. if all of those things are already in play. I mean, at least that's my feeling on it because I feel the same way you do. It's like, I want to tell people. Mm-hmm. I want to bring people into the fold. I want to get as many people to like want to come along for the ride as possible.
Yeah.
Because my dreams don't just include me.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And then step 5 is plan it. Every dream must take the form of a plan. The old saying that you get what you plan for is so true. Your dream won't just happen. You need to sit down on a regular basis and plan out your strategy for achieving the dream. Okay, I think our dreams are big. So we're taking it in steps, right? We're planning for the immediate. And then once we get there, at least that's how I'm doing it. So I want to do podcasts, we're already doing it, right? That's done. I want to do voiceovers. I'm getting educated. I'm en route to the next step. Once I get there, I start making money and figuring that out. Then I'll move on to the next step. But I plan everything ahead of time. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, yeah.
Okay. Step 6, work it. Boy, wouldn't life be grand if we could quit before this one. Unfortunately, the successful are usually the hardest workers. Okay? We'll work it all right. We are working it.
Yes, daily, aggressively.
Yeah, yeah. And then step 7 is enjoy it. When you have reached your goal and you are living your dream, be sure to enjoy it. Yeah, we'll do that. It paints a really nice picture, this article.
It does. I feel, you know, it's funny. I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, I already feel like I'm successful. I don't feel like I'm striving to be successful.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm already there. I mean, how do you feel about that?
It depends on the day.
Okay, that's fair.
I feel like when I am sitting in an office at a desk doing something that doesn't necessarily agree with how I feel or what I feel I should be doing can be a little bit difficult. And I think this article doesn't address those moments. Because, you know, when you're working towards something, most people don't just wake up and have the life of their dreams. There are days when you're like, right. I fucking hate what I'm doing. There are very difficult times. And it seems like there is no end in sight. So be prepared for those moments, because it'd be very, very easy to say, I'll give up and I'll have a life of like 9-to-5 monotony for the rest of my existence and don't go after my dreams or the life that I want. Because sometimes it's easier to just conform than to think outside the box and take those risks that you need to take in order to get to the next level.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think you've taken pretty big risks.
I have. I will say, I can honestly say I have been working diligently, you know, for a really long time and very much behind the scenes. Like, I have been quietly behind the scenes doing a lot of things in my life to get to this point. And so, yeah, now it's that last suggestion being, you know, like, enjoy your success. That's, you know, it's that whole, I'll be happy when, right? Like, I'll be happy when I lose 10 pounds. I'll be happy when I fit into this outfit. I'll be happy when I get a boyfriend. I'll be happy when I get a new apartment. I'll be happy. I'll be happy. I'll be happy. And I that day never came for me. And I just don't believe the day will ever come for me if I continue forward with that kind of, with that thought process, because I did live a long time with that thought process.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did. That's okay. You did get the husband.
I got the husband, girl. I got the husband. But I will tell you, I had to do a lot of work on myself to allow someone like him into my life, because I was so damaged. So damaged.
Yeah.
And I almost think he's a goddamn miracle, Frankie. I don't even know how. I don't know how.
Yeah.
But I got the husband.
Yeah.
I got the husband. Do you want a husband? We talked about this, but I know
Yeah, I mean, I think in theory, I think it would be nice to have somebody, right? Who doesn't want, like, companionship and somebody who loves you other than, you know, the people in your life, like your friends or your family? It'd be nice to have somebody who's not related to you, to care about you, who care about you in that way, and really just, you know, live that life with you. Now, the reality for me is more complicated. My history with love is messy. And I've gone through a lot. I've been hurt a lot. And I don't think I want to go through that again. Not to say that I will, but I don't know if that's a risk that I'm willing to take at this point. Because I know how I am when I get hurt, and it's not pretty. And there are things that I want to achieve, and I want to make sure that I am present and here, and I have no distractions. So at this point, I'd like to say no. But you never know. You never know what the future will bring you, the universe.
Mm-hmm. You really don't. You don't. It brought me Andy.
Sure did. Sure did.
And that little pug dog, those little pug dogs I brought know. Us together, those little fuckers.
I know. Oh, little poops.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, mamas. Anything else to discuss in regards to vision boarding? Other than we encourage people to do it. Law of attraction.
Yep. I 100% agree and believe in that stuff. I do think that, you know, you attract what, I feel like we attract what we feel like we deserve at that time.
Yeah.
Like whatever we allow to come into our life comes mm-hmm. into our life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Vision board it up, y'all.
Yes. Do it. All right, Mama, tell us about your sweater.
My sweater says Black History is World History. And I actually got it through a recommendation of Donovan James, Miss James. She's that teacher I've talked to you about before I found on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
She had the same sweater and she said where she got it. So I was like, okay, well, that gives me, she said she got it on Amazon. So I was like, that gives me permission to go to Amazon and buy this sweatshirt because she said it was okay. But she's actually our spotlight tonight. Yeah, she's our spotlight. So she's an early childhood elementary educator and kindergarten teacher. She's the Queendom teacher, she goes by. Her name is Donovan M. James, and she's an early childhood elementary educator. She has taught at multi-age private school for 4 years and now teaches kindergarten at a public school district. Diversity, social justice, and arts integration are her passions, and she likes to bring those passions to her classroom. Her hope is to leave, this is her blog, her hope is to leave this blog with a little more knowledge and inspiration than you came with. Welcome to Queendom. So she has a blog. If you go to her Instagram, which is Queendom Teaching, she's got a link tree, and on her link tree, it has all the stuff that you can support. If you want to buy her coffee, you can buy her coffee. You know, you want to leave a nice comment, you can leave a nice comment. You want to send books to her for the kids, you can do that too. She also is the creator of the Black History Club, which is another Instagram page that she started, and it's creating young historians by informing, teaching, and engaging children in Black histories. Mm. She's really big on teaching young people about Black histories and Indigenous histories and LGBTQIA plus histories and disabled history. And she's like an amazing soul, and I love her show. And yeah, if you want to look her up, Queendom Teaching on Instagram. Most people have Instagram, so mm-hmm. she has a TikTok too. Mm. Let me see if it's on here. No, it's not on here. Twitter, Instagram. She has a wish list. She has a wish list on her link tree too. So there's like stuff in there you can get for the kids if you want to. People are sending her stuff all the time.
Mm.
So
perfect.
Yes, Frankie.
Yes, mamas. And where can people find you?
People can find me at all social medias on the Love Your Show show. Yeah, Insta, all of it. You can find us at Chite Podcast on Instagram. And I have to say, thank you so much, you guys, for being so patient with me, specifically because I am supposed to be in charge of that goddamn Instagram page. And I am just still trying to figure out how to juggle everything. But I am en route of juggling it all and figuring it out. And I have the schedule laid out. It's just a matter of, you know, being diligent about the time. So thank you everybody for being so patient with me, and we will have the Instagram page on and popping again really, really soon.
Mm-hmm.
But find us there for all of our updates and when the shows will be coming out.
Yes, mamas. Yeah. So we just want to thank everybody for listening, joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. Until then, be safe, wear your mask.
And don't be a dick.